Welcome back to the We're Going on a Trip podcast. This is your host, Marisol. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I am really excited about it because it's one of my favorite trips I've taken as a solo traveler. I took a cross-country train ride from New York City back home to the Bay Area. On this episode, I'll be sharing all of my tips for how to prepare with the list of things to pack, where to sit on the train for the best views, and overall my experience on the train. If you stick around until the end, I'll also be sharing a fun story about how I somehow ended up in a love triangle with two other travelers. This episode will be mostly dedicated to my trip from Chicago to Emeryville, since that is the route for the famous California Zephyr via Amtrak. My entire travel time from New York City to Emeryville took 80 hours. We traveled approximately 3,000 miles and passed through 11 U.S. states. New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and California. The California Zephyr is one of the three most popular Amtrak routes. The other two are the Coast Starlight and Empire Builder. The California Zephyr is famous for its incredible landscape views of America. Travelers who ride the entire route get to enjoy truly some of the best views of two mountain ranges, the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevada Mountains. You'll travel along canyons and rivers and pass through more than 30 tunnels. I took a one-way flight to New York City, where I spent a few days braving the chilly weather, and then took an overnight train from Penn Station to Chicago, where I arrived at 10 a.m. local time. There was a short 3-hour layover where I dropped off my bag and paid to have it looked after. If you plan to hop on or hop off the train, many stations offer this service. I recommend checking ahead of time which stations offer it, as it's nice to not have to carry your luggage or bags if you have a layover and would like to experience and explore the city. At the time of this recording, it was $10 for 12 hours. Union Station in Chicago is not only one of the most beautiful train stations in the United States, but there are a lot of trains that leave the station regularly. Because Union Station is very close to downtown Chicago, I was able to walk around alongside the Riverwalk and have a tasty lunch before heading back to the station. When I arrived at the station, there had been a few other trains that had been delayed, and it being my first time at the station, it was a bit stressful. Hundreds of travelers had no idea what line they were standing in, the signs were a bit confusing, and it was a bit of a mess. Luckily, I was able to ask a few people and make my way towards the right line and boarded the train. I had reserved an upper deck coach seat. I put my carry-on duffel above me and did my best to get comfortable. Considering I would be on this train for 52 hours, I figured I'd say hello and get to know those sitting around me. I met a very friendly Austrian man who was also riding the train all the way to Emeryville. Austrian man and I quickly became friends. We both offered each other some of the snacks we had brought with us and made a pact to look after each other and each other's belongings. What truly inspired this trip was a video I watched on YouTube by Tom Thornton. I'll link his video in the show notes. It's titled NYC to LA by Train, a 3,000-mile no-fly travel film, Amtrak, California Zephyr, and Coach in Winter. And I know that title's super long, but this video has over 2 million views, so thanks, Tom, for inspiring this trip. I highly recommend you go and watch it after you're done with this episode. Tom also has some really great tips. When preparing for this trip, if you ride the whole route, it will be 52 hours. That's 2 nights on the train, so it's super important that you pack all of your travel toiletries. When you ride in a sleeper or a roomette, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is included. Something to know is the train does not have a kitchen, so all of the food prepared is heated in a microwave. With that being said, it's good to manage expectations. You can view a full menu on the Amtrak website. A few of the food options offered in the dining car include pancakes, burgers, salad, vegetarian pasta, and more. Alcohol is also served on the train. If you, like me, are traveling via coach seat, at the time of my trip in March 2022, the dining cart was not available to coach passengers. They do, however, have access to the cafe service, which is on the lower level and offers a variety of meals, snacks, and beverages for sale. Meals from the cafe are similar to something you would get at a gas station, so think hot dogs, chicken tenders, grilled cheese sandwiches, and they're all cooked in a microwave. So if you have dietary restrictions, I would recommend bringing non-perishables and eating what best fits your dietary needs. With all of that being said, bring your favorite snacks. Bring all of your necessary toiletries, and if you book a sleeper or roomette, you get access to a shower. The water will be cold, so you have been warned, but if you plan to take a shower, bring your shampoo, conditioner, body wash, whatever you usually travel with. Don't forget your toothbrush, toothpaste, face wash, skincare, baby wipes, etc. Again, the cafe offers some basics just in case you might have forgotten anything, but as always, prices will be hiked up. I brought clothes and undergarments for every day I was on the train. This makes you feel more clean because you're not sitting in the same clothes for 2 to 3 days. I bought a travel blanket and a travel pillow. I highly recommend both of these as it's what made sleeping in coach most bearable. As you'll see online, the seats are much bigger and recline quite a bit in comparison to airplane or plane seats. So I was super lucky and I got both seats to myself and I was able to sleep rather comfortably. Don't forget things to keep you occupied. Whether you are traveling with someone or not, it's nice to have things like any fun shows or movies downloaded, books, cards, my personal favorite, a Sudoku book, anything that helps you relax and pass the time. Because after all, you will be on the train for quite a while. I also brought a canteen to keep my beverages cold or hot for longer. In the mornings, I liked getting a cup of coffee and pouring it into my canteen to keep it hot for longer. That's what helped me enjoy it. Moving on to a tip on where to sit. If you are taking the train westbound, so Chicago to Emeryville, you should sit on the left side for the best views. If you're heading eastbound, that is Emeryville to Chicago, you should sit on the right side. A few things to note, traveling by Amtrak, you will see some of the most incredible views of the United States. These are views you can't see from a cross-country road trip. Being able to take in such incredible views was truly surreal. I sat in the observation deck, just smiling out the window at how beautiful it all was. It's also worth noting I went late winter. My train ride was beginning of March, so I was able to take in the snow-covered mountains. During the short smoke breaks, which last about 10 minutes, you're also able to get out and stretch your legs. So I think it was in Salt Lake City. We got out. It was around midnight and it was snowing. It truly was so magical. So I really enjoyed that. A few things to note about Amtrak etiquette. Just take these things into consideration. Doesn't matter how long you're on the train or any route that you're taking, just be considerate of those around you. Don't play music out loud or headphones and try to keep talking to a minimum or lower your voice during sleeping hours. Keep shared spaces clean. If going to the observation deck, clean up after yourself, and when you use the bathroom, leave it like you'd like to find it. Leave it clean. You know, just clean up after yourself. No one wants to find a dirty bathroom. Be kind and considerate to Amtrak staff. When you take the trip from Chicago to Emeryville or vice versa, there will be staff that come on and some that come off. Some of them ride the whole trip. So I know that you're going to be tired at the end of those 52 hours, but imagine not only being on the train for 52 hours, but also working it. So be courteous to the staff. I actually befriended one of the women working on the train. And I asked her, I was like, so what do you want people to know, or what should they know before they get on a train ride, especially this route? And her reply was super simple. She said, be nicer to staff. She told me about times when entitled travelers treated staff poorly. So please remember to be nice, not make things difficult. Another thing to know is to tip the staff. If you can afford to tip the staff, please do. They will thank you for it, and it's the right thing to do. Especially if you're riding in a sleeper or a roomette and ask for room service, or when the attendants come and freshen up your room. So there you have it, my best tips and advice on how to make your train ride on the California Zephyr, or any train ride, pleasant. And I'm guessing if you made it to the end of this episode, you are here to listen and just enjoy my story about how I found myself in a love triangle. So essentially, when I was on the train, I introduced myself to those sitting around me, and I already told you about Austrian, the Austrian man that was sitting in front of me, but I haven't mentioned Philly man yet. We're calling him Philly man because he's from Philadelphia and because I'd like to keep his name private. Anywho, Philly man was sitting right behind me, and we were both kind of like, you know, pacing up and down the aisle, and we both kept making eye contact. And when I got up, and I was tired of sitting at my seat all day, I went over to the observation deck around 10 p.m. for some alone quiet time to listen to music and journal. And to my surprise, as I was sitting looking out into the pitch blackness outside, a Philly man approaches me and sits next to me. He asks me if I was sitting in front of him, and I said yes. Obviously, he already knew that I was, and I already knew he was, it was just one of those questions. He was like, like an icebreaker. So we sat there for almost 2 hours talking about why we were taking the train and just getting to know each other. And once midnight hit, it was time to go to bed. So I went to the bathroom to clean up, wash my face, brush my teeth, get ready for bed. And Philly man sat behind me and said, "Goodnight, see you tomorrow." I woke up that next morning knowing that the best views were up ahead. That's when we arrived in Denver, and that's when we would get to see the Rockies and just the Red Rocks. It was a beautiful day. So I let him know that I was headed to the observation deck to reserve a seat and enjoy the views. And so Philly man then joins me, and we both sit at a table for the rest of the day watching from the observation deck as we travel through the most spectacular views. And so we shared fun facts about each other and just life stories. So it was really fun to have a friend on the train. I told him about all my traveling I had done in the past and about some of my future travels. And then we just sat there, and he asks me, "So do you usually travel with your husband?" And so I mentioned that, like, this trip, I enjoy traveling solo or with friends. I think he was trying to, you know, suss out the scene. So that's when I was like, all right, this is interesting. So it was really great time sitting there having someone interesting to talk to. And fast forward to about 8 p.m. that day, my Austrian friend, who had been sitting in the observation deck, came to join us. I let him know that we were sitting in one of those tables and that he was more than welcome to come sit with us. And as the three of us sat there laughing, having a good time, a man also sitting in the observation deck approached us. And he's from Barcelona, so we will call him Barcelona Man. But Barcelona Man approached our table and asked if he could join us. He scooted next to me, and we sat there all together having a really good time. And my Austrian friend brought a deck of cards and asked if he wanted to play some Austrian game of cards. I forget what it's called. If I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes. But essentially, it was kind of hard, but we eventually got the hang of it, and it ended up being really fun. Barcelona man sat next to me, and he kept kind of nudging me, and I thought, in that moment, I thought it was just like, we're all just having a good time. You know, like when you're at a party or you're like sitting next to someone, it's like, you gotta do that. I don't know. I didn't think anything of it. And it wasn't until we all agreed that it was time to go to bed when it clicked for me. We all head to our seats. An Austrian man was sitting in front of me, me in the middle, and Philly was sitting behind me. And as I had the night before, I went to the bathroom to get ready for bed and wash off the day. When I got back to my seat, Barcelona man approached me and sat next to me. I had put on my favorite old Golden State Warriors crew neck and sweats. And so he mentioned that he liked my pajamas and sat there trying to keep the conversation going. And I told him that I was going to bed. And that's when behind me, I heard, "Time to go to bed. Good night, man," from Philly man. So Barcelona man got up and said goodnight and went to his seat. I then got a notification on WhatsApp from Barcelona man. And it was interesting because when we were all sitting at the table, Barcelona man was like, oh, we should all keep in contact. Like, so he kind of said it to the table, but he took my number first. And he only really got my number and Austrian man's number. He didn't get Philly's number. But essentially, he had my WhatsApp, so he sent me a message, but it was, you know, late, and I saw the notification, but I didn't read it. But essentially, the message read something like, it was really nice to meet you, I really liked your vibe, I really liked to get to know you a little bit better, but I didn't read it that night. So essentially, fast forward to the next day, I was planning to watch the sunrise from the observation cart, so I woke up early to enjoy the observation deck all to myself. It was around like 5, 6 a.m. The observation cart was nearly empty. I was then joined by Philly man who sat next to me, so I got my morning cup of coffee, and we sat there and talked a bit more. That's when Barcelona man kept coming up to me to mention something that I felt that something was up. So at this point, I had not read the message he sent me the night prior. Philly man was getting off somewhere in Nevada, so we had a few more hours together, and when we arrived at his stop, we exchanged numbers and thanked each other for the company. I hopped back on the train accompanied by Austrian man and a Barcelona man, and when we got in our seats in the observation deck, I knew that it would be one of those days where we would have really beautiful views. This was the day that we would be traveling through Nevada and California, so we would get spectacular views of the Sierra Nevada mountains. So I sat by Austrian man, my friend, and then was joined by Barcelona man who sat in the seat next to me. He asked me if I had read the message he had sent me the night prior, and I said no. So I opened it in front, like just on the spot. He then doubled down on his message and told me that he would like to get to know me better, and he would be in San Francisco for the next few days, and proceeded to ask me if I would like to go on a date with him. And in that moment, I had no idea what to say, and I told him that I would think about it. So we sat there, I had my headphones in, and from the corner of my eye, I could just see that he was looking at me, trying to get my attention. And that is when Barcelona man then proceeds to tell me that he really wanted to kiss me the night prior and that he would do it in that moment if I let him. So then this made me super uncomfortable, and I told him that I would not like that. And so a little time passed, and then he told me that he would like to give me a massage. So then he proceeds to put his arm around me. And that's when I looked Barcelona man in the eye, and I told him that I needed some space, and I asked him to move seats because he's way too close to me. I feel that that is when he got the message and he backed off a little. So I put my noise canceling headphones back on and tried to ignore him, because at this point he was just getting on my nerves and it was just way too much, way too fast. So I sat there in my seat in the observation deck, marveling at the beautiful Sierra Nevada mountains and my home state of California. I could still feel Barcelona looking at me, which was kind of uncomfortable, but alas, we finally were a few hours away from our last stop, and Barcelona came back and reminded me about a potential date in San Francisco that next day. In the moment, I told him yes, but then I started thinking about how tired I was from this whole trip, and I knew that I need a day or two. So he arrived in Emeryville, and he gave me a hug goodbye, and he got into his Uber on his way to the city. I did not end up going on a date with him. And that's it. I highly recommend the trip. I wanted to do it from New York City, but I would recommend starting in Chicago. Make a trip out of it. You should know that there is no Wi-Fi on the train, and cell service is spotty, so don't expect to be able to work remotely if you were planning to. I really enjoyed being able to unplug and enjoyed getting to make some new friends. My favorite was a pair of 2 80-year-old best friends who said they were doing this trip to scratch it off of their bucket list. It was really sweet. As always, you can find me on Instagram at We're Going On A Trip Podcast. I have a post with some of the videos and pictures that I took. Thank you for making it to the end. I really hope you enjoyed it and were able to learn a thing or two. I'm recording this episode from Isla Holbox in Mexico. Last week, I was in the Yucatan Peninsula. You can expect an episode soon where I'll be sharing my best stories, ideas for day trips out of Merida, and all of my tips for a trip to the Yucatan Peninsula. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week. Take care.